Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi.
Well, we're well aware that we'll be making our way to the polls in the local government elections on the 1st of November. And there's been much expectation as to what it is that these political parties do promise in their manifestos in terms of providing a better life for us. But have you ever considered what it is that we need to hear from political parties in support of businesses, especially businesses that operate within local municipalities, local towns, that certainly need access and opportunities to grow, expand, and of course be sustainable within the environments that they serve? Well, to help us unpack what it is that SMMEs would like and want out from the elections, we joined on the line by Sfiso Shezi, Black Business Federation's national spokesperson, who joins us. But Sfiso, thank you so much for your time.
Greetings to you, Gugulethu, and all the listeners of Kaya FM. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
Thank you so much, sir. I think first things first, whenever we think local government elections and SMMEs, it's not often a phrase that's used in the same sentence as often as it should be. But there's a very close relationship here between the operations of local municipalities together with the development of their local economies. Help us unpack this further.
I mean, local government and local municipalities are a core phase of service delivery. Nothing gets done in the vacuum. It gets done in a certain ward. Even if the president is unpacking a big project nationally with the national minister, but at the end of the day, it's going to happen somewhere in that village or somewhere in that particular city where there is communities, where there is local ward councillors, municipalities, and mayors. And to us, it's a very key and strategic sphere of government that needs to be taken serious. And as a result, as SMMEs, basically what we're expecting is sound leadership. I mean, sound leadership doesn't start at the level of provincial leadership or members of parliament or leaders of state-owned entities, but it starts at local governments. Those guys pass bylaws day in, day out. Mm-hmm. Bylaws sometimes make it difficult for these SMMEs to thrive and to take their businesses to the next level.
And that raises a very important point where we should be seeing more focus then on these local municipalities and what it is that they can do for SMMEs.
Most definitely. I think at some stage, we once discussed this with my peers, that there was once a minister called Celo Shisega who passed away, and he was working on a paper to finalize as to what should be the criteria to elect a ward councillor, somebody who represents people, what would be the minimum requirement. I mean, it is so sad that he passed away without finishing that project, and nobody sort of picked it up to say, let us finish what this guy might have started, taking into account that it is still the same political party that he comes from that is still in power. So it should have been that somebody should have picked up the pace on and continue where he left off. But nevertheless, I mean, I think it's one sphere of government that is not really taken seriously if you look at the considerable amount of certain local municipalities that don't take service delivery serious. They don't understand the role of councillors, councillors that can't understand the IDP, the special planning, and all these things that are key into driving local and key service delivery.
So what should SMS or what are SMMEs interest and in looking at when it comes to elections as well as the management and representation at municipal and provincial government level?
We expect the municipal level to understand that for any economy to thrive, entrepreneurship needs to be driven, needs to be the focal point. Informal economy needs to be handled in a very much formal way. It might be an informal economy, but the way you handle it in a municipal level point of view needs to be formal, and those businesses need to be capacitated so that they grow and become medium businesses to a larger extent, bigger businesses. There should be synergies. SMMEs are not a competition to ward councillors. They are not a competition to mayors, to political parties. But if we deploy our resources jointly, we can achieve quite a sizable stretch of journey. You know, it's about strategizing and sitting together and saying, what's good for this municipality? What is this municipality endowed with? What is its strong point? Is it tourism? Is it farming? What is it that drives this economy? Mm-hmm. So that we can have a clear direction as to where we want to take our people.
But Sifiso, I think you're mentioning such valid points, and it would be great to hear from political parties as to what their stances are. And we see it in their manifestos, and a lot of it is very broad, if I can put it that way. Have you, in your experience and speaking to some of your members of the Black Business Federation, noticed any key municipalities where there has been outstanding support for SMMEs? And if so, what are the learnings that we can take out from there?
Look, by invest to SMMEs and certain local municipalities, they do have Black businesses that are taking place or that are playing a role in their municipalities. But the thing is, we need to start afresh into a clean slate, because very few municipalities are getting a clean audit when it comes to managing their finances. We showed you that as much as there are SMMEs that are participating there, but there's a lot of irregular expenditure. So as much as there are SMMEs and Black businesses that are participating in that municipality, I think the key part is to do things in an ethical way. Make sure that all businesses get a fair chance. There is no cronyism. There is no risk system towards certain individuals that must dominate and make sure that nobody comes in. I think that's where we come in as an organization to say, how can we sit and plan together? How can we make sure that most of the municipal procurement, different municipal procurement plans, speak to the people who reside within those municipalities to make sure that we drive unemployment, especially unemployment in the youth, which has come out in numbers to go and register, to make sure that they support the very same ward councillors and councils, different councils that need to pass bylaws that need to assist them to access those opportunities.
And I'm keen to understand, as you say, you are one of those organizations, right? You sit opposite the table with civil society, representing members of business, speaking to government and labor. What engagements have you participated in to make sure that political parties and local governments do pay closer attention to the level of support they provide local businesses in their environments?
We have had some engagements with some of the local municipalities and mayors. But unfortunately, at this stage, we must say that the reception is not forthcoming or welcoming on our side. Hence, I say there should be synergy. We are not in competition with local municipality managers and mayors and ward councillors. All we are seeking to do is to work with them in making sure that we deploy our resources effectively together, because collectively there's a lot that can be achieved. There's no point for a municipality to plan in isolation something that has a negative impact to broader society and to SMEs. If we can bridge that gap where local municipality managers and mayors can be approachable, can have an open mind to say, let us listen to everybody who's bringing something on the table, see if we work with those type of organizations. The problem we are having is that when you approach them already, there's a preconceived ideology that we won't listen to these people. So moving forward, we hope that this local government election is going to cleanse of all the negative energy and the bad behavior that we see, and people that are going to come in are people who are willing to listen and
definitely
become a bit more innovative in terms of how they want to drive their local budget.
Let's certainly hope so, Putsfiso, and feel free to lead the charge in conversations like that. It's a tough one, but we do need to find solutions nonetheless. Big thank you to my guest, Sifiso Shezi. Thank you so much, Sam. Sifiso Shezi is the spokesperson for the Black Business Federation National, joining us here today to give us some thoughts on what it is that SMMEs are looking for from local governments.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.